Weekday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Well, 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 this has just arrived on my desk. As usual, it always sneaks up on me, and that's the Cairns Festival. It's the annual 10-day celebration of art, culture and beauty, living in tropical North Queensland, the biggest event on the Cairns calendar. It delivers a vibrant, progressive and collaborative festival that enlivens, delights and disrupts. But above all, it's a heck of a lot of fun. The curated multi-arts program they talk about here, the bold international program, transporting our audience beyond the everyday through captivating performances and installations. And it goes on to say that we explore the unique sense of place, diverse heritage and distinct tropical lifestyle. Look, apart from all that, my God, it's fun. Don't forget the parade too. It's on the 24th. It's just around the corner. This is the thing. It creeps up on us every year. Please get yourself ready. Get the whole family along. It's just wonderful fun. And one of the keenest supporters of our festival every year is a councillor, Christy Villalli. She's the Division 6 Cairns councillor. Is she set to go? Yes, she is. She was on my screen, I think. Yes, she is. Christy, good morning. Here we go again.
Morning. Can you believe it? It's here.
I know.
It just feels like it's a blink of an eye and we're back here at the festival, which is very exciting.
Well, it creeps up on us, but of course we've got the disappointment still hanging around of last year, that downpour that buggered the parade.
But
we're going to make up for it this year. Actually, go right from the beginning and we'll leave the parade for a little bit later. What have you got lined up for us this year?
We have some amazing things happening this year. We have Reef Lights back, but with Reef Lights, we're also adding in this bubble station that spits out 15,000 bubbles per minute. So there's a light show with the bubbles. Can you believe that? I am so excited about that. I couldn't believe it when I saw that. So that'll be really, really exciting to see. We also have heaps of free events. So that's where it's really important. I say this every year, to jump online, or you can pick up, if you go to the courthouse, you can pick up your own kind of schedule of events. And you can see what's free. You can see what's happening at CPAC, what's happening at Munro Martin. And I just have to give a massive shout out to the guys that organise all this, because there is stuff happening everywhere, every minute of the day for those 10 days. They've also got this, it's kind of a bunch of equipment, for want of a better word, because you really have to visualise it, where you can create your own music, but by sitting on it. So they're kind of like bubbles. And you swivel around on them, and it's creating music, but also a bit of lights underneath it as well. So there is just so much jam-packed fun across these 10 days. I don't even know where to start, to be honest.
I bet you've forgotten the name of that equipment where you sit on it and it makes music. Have you forgotten the name?
Hexadecker. So it's a music-making playground using sensor technology to trigger sound and light.
You were hoping I wasn't going to ask you, weren't you? The name of it.
Thanks for that. You always throw these curly ones at me. I know that. So I've been studying this program for like the last half an hour, trying to make sure I covered everything. But we've got the Mask family back as well. So they'll be, a part of the Reef Lights. So the ESPA is going for pumping. But those are really exciting that we're going to be opening the Mulgrave Gallery as well. So a big part of our event is the opening of the gallery, which will, you've got your art exhibitions, your installations, and the festival vibe carried into the Mulgrave Gallery as well. And I actually haven't seen the Mulgrave Gallery. I don't know if you've had a little bit of a sneak peek, John, but that'll be really exciting to see as well. So, and heaps of free music events too.
Now, don't go away. You mentioned about the schedule. If you want to go and get your information so you don't miss anything, go to the courthouse. What's available at the courthouse?
So next week, pop into the courthouse and you'll be able to grab your... It's like a fold-out itinerary of what's happening. Yeah. You can also grab the latest Cairns Vibrance magazine, the magazine that we do for free at council, which is jam-packed full of different things you can do. On the back, it has... It's the Cairns Festival at a glance, so you can see what's happening at the courthouse, what's happening in Mulgrave Gallery, the tanks and so on, across those 10 days. We cannot forget to talk about Father's Day at Carnival Collins as well. So that'll be the end of the event. So on the 1st of September, on the Sunday, Father's Day, we'll have our wrap-up event there as well, which is always a real family favourite.
There are some people that, for them, Father's Day over there at the Botanic Gardens is the highlight of the whole festival. And I can understand it because the mood is terrific, isn't it?
Isn't it? And what I love the most is kind of walking along. I love people watching personally. I love watching different people and what they're doing. But you've got your markets. You can buy all your beautiful plants.
Yeah.
But you've also got all your trinkets. But there's also different little activities happening everywhere for the family. So for the little ones under fives, there's a whole section up on your. If you're heading into the back of the Botanical Gardens, you'll find that there's a whole section there for the under fives. But little pockets of joy just absolutely everywhere as you walk along there. So that'll be, a crowd favourite as well.
Now, walking through town at night's always a highlight during the festival. Yeah. Are the light shows similar to what we've had in the past?
Yes, but we have a bit of a First Nations focus this year. So nationally and internationally renowned David Hudson, Tony Albert, Dr. Fiona Folley, amongst many others. So they'll have a First Nations, impact on that light show as well, which is really amazing to see. So that's by Indigenous Design Labs as well. So we'll see all sorts of different art exhibitions for all different age groups. And like I was saying before, the cost of living is, impacting on us all. So to be able to have, a jam-packed program full of free events is just so nice for our community, particularly with this weather. And let's pray that the rain stays away. But what I've got some good news is the parade's going to go ahead anyway. We've decided.
Really?
Rain, hail or shine.
That's huge.
So we've made a number of changes to the float requirements this year, making it safer for all participants if it's raining, it's still going ahead.
That is incredible. Can I just ask you about how that came? I think it's terrific. I don't know how you're going to do it because I do feel sorry for the people that are putting the floats together, et cetera.
I know.
If it happens, they're going to say, are you sure you want to commit us to this? But the fact that you've sat down at a meeting and said that was such a setback last year, so many people were so depressed about what happened last year. After all that work went in and the rain didn't start till just before the beginning of the parade.
I know.
The timing could not have been worse. I remember calling Terry James, the mayor, and saying, Terry, we've got to do something because it's raining a little bit, but it's only a little bit. Can you overrule this business about closing
it down?
I know.
But you see, that was the problem, is we didn't have enough kind of boundaries around what we could make, how we can make it safer.
Yeah.
So there was a bit of workshopping around what we could do and different requirements that we could put in place for those floats to make it sure it's safe for those that are on, doing the parade, but also the bystanders watching as well.
So, this is remarkable.
I remember last year when that happened and everyone was, so upset about it. But there was still so much happening. I don't know if you noticed that, but yes, we missed the parade, but there was live music. The vibe was still there, which was incredible because normally when you cancel something, everyone's just so upset. But people were, of course, but there was so much to do and be a part of. It didn't really matter.
Yeah. I know what you're saying, and some of the people that were sort of part of the parade stayed around anyway because they were dressed up for the to be walking along next to the floats and things. And it was a beautiful little band, a fabulous little band, and they kept playing away and playing with their instruments. They were just wonderful. There were a lot of good things about it, but we were all shattered, and we were all hoping that but the following Saturday we'd do it. But anyway, I remember getting the announcement. I think Terry might have rung up Wednesday or Thursday saying, no, we tried every way to get it back, but we couldn't. Anyway, we don't have to worry about that. This is a miraculous announcement, by the way. You've ambushed me with this, Christy. I had
no
idea.
I'm glad I had something over you this time.
But that's just terrific. Now, by the way, I've got to remind everybody, it's only 2 weeks away tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's 2 weeks away tomorrow for the parade. Can give us a bit of an idea, once again, if you've been talking to the people. I mean, I suppose it's only, it'd be late creative stage for a lot of people. Now they'd have in mind exactly how their parades or something like their parade, their floats are going to look like. Have you had a word with them?
100%. I know there's a lot of excited people out there with their different floats. And we're going to see some different floats this year, which will be really exciting. But what I love the most is definitely having that insight into the different cultures in Cairns. We have so many different cultures in our city, and I think it really highlights that, and it feels you get a bit of a sneak peek into their world, which I just love. That's probably the thing I love the most about the floats, is that little insight into all the different worlds we have here in our beautiful city that we live in.
It's the costumes
that we often don't see.
It's the costumes, yeah, the costumes especially, and the music that goes with it. Gee, I love those groups. I'm so pleased you gave them a plug, because they're so generous with their time, their creativity. They love living here. And by getting out there on those floats and singing like they do and playing instruments like they do and dancing like they do, it makes everybody in our community want to embrace them even more. Now, I couldn't agree more. That's one of the highlights of the parade.
Yep, I so agree. It just makes you smile so much.
Yes.
And it makes you feel like you're a part of their, you know, their culture as well, which I think is so beautiful for us here, you know, having access to all of that.
Now, the viewing along the parade route, I'm presuming it's a 5 o'clock start approximately. Is that I've forgotten?
Where have we got here? I believe so. We had the fireworks at 7:30. I don't have that right.
Anyway, that doesn't matter. It's from Fogarty Park, anyway, moving north, the reverse to what it has been in the past. So keep that in mind. They start down at Fogarty. So they turn on to the Esplanade there and head north very slowly. And the other thing we've got to say, the people we really have to thank too are those people along the sidelines that keep everybody, particularly the children, safe away from. I know the wheels are turning very, very slowly, but still there's a few little issues there, but they're just wonderful, those people, and they join in the mood. You'll see them dancing, sometimes singing along, and these are people that are actually keeping people safe along the edge of the parade.
I love that you've mentioned that. We have so many amazing volunteers that put their hand up that join in and make this possible. Yeah. We literally have hundreds of volunteers that come together to make sure that everyone's safe, directing people where to go, sharing what's happening on the Esplanade. But one thing I'll say before we finish is just to make sure that you grab your, because there is so much happening, make sure you jump online, follow the festival page on Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
There's some great videos there you can watch of the different events that are happening, just to make sure you don't miss anything, because there's just so much going on.
Exactly. We'll do this again next week. I know it's going to be a week early, Christy, but that's a good idea so people miss nothing.
Perfect.
It'll be a tragedy if you missed one of these things. There's so many good things happening. Christy, good on you, and thank you for doing this again for us this year.
Thank you so much, Don.
That's Councillor Christy Vallely. She's the Division 6 Cairns Councillor.